You are listening to Day 10 of the 30 Days of Audio Boo with Albert Athazi. Why, hello and welcome back. Day 10, I am one-third of the way there. Now, today, I wanted to talk about why I'm doing this Audio Boo again, and it is to get my workflow down, but also to iron out some of these bugs that I'm finding. I'm going to share with you a bug that I found in my workflow process. Now, when I do hit, I've got some software called Soundbite, and it allows me to do the intro music with a press of a button. Now, I've found out something that my Mac is sending some bad signals to my mixer here. Now, let me turn up the input from my Mac on my mixer, and if you listen very carefully, you're probably going to need headphones, you'll hear this. Okay, that is my Mac sending some bad mojo my way, my friends. And I found out through a couple of things. I posted it on the forum with the podcasters with Cliff Ravenscraft, A to Z Podcasting Course, which I highly recommend. And he kind of nailed it on the head, but I wasn't even sure if that was it. And he says that it's most likely caused by my AC signal coming from my wall. And there's a little piece of equipment. I'm not even sure how much it is. I think it is called a filter or AC filter, something like that. And what it's doing, it will filter out the 60 hertz signal coming from my wall. But of course, I didn't buy that yet. I didn't know for sure if that was it. And I've got my Mac and everything plugged into a UPS power supply. And I think it's a line conditioner as well. And I was thinking that, well, the line conditioner should be able to get rid of that kind of noise. But it turns out it hasn't, and how I proved it was I unplugged it from the wall, and all of a sudden, the noise disappeared because it was running on the battery. So it's definitely the AC frequency coming from my wall. So that is great. That's why it's so cool to get this out of the way. Is it going to stop me from publishing my first episode on iTunes? I don't think so, because I could fool around with the volume knob just before I put in my sound or after I put in my sound bite so that you folks don't hear that. So that's a good thing. That's one thing I have to say. When you get some education from somebody that really knows their thing. Oh, and there you go. Here's one of my alerts. We have my iCal alert came in just to keep it real here. I have an iCal alert because at 2:30 we have a conference call, one of our last conference calls on the A to Z course. Let me go back for a second and say, when you do get some education from somebody who knows their stuff, is really passionate about it and has a love for it, you could learn so much. It literally would save me months and months of trial and error. And I think if you ever do follow Cliff at the podcast Answer Man, you'll hear testimonials like this over and over. The man has shown us not only the technical side of this podcasting, this crazy world of podcasting, but he's also showed us the passion side. And that is something that I want to bring forward to what I'm going to do. It could save you tons and tons of time. So whenever you find a good teacher in any area, it's going to save you a ton and ton of time. So in a few minutes, we're going to be getting together again with the rest of the crew. There's 8 of us this month. And we're going to be talking about podcasting, some of the challenges we face. So hopefully you got something out of it if you ever do decide to do a podcast. All right, that's going to wrap up the show for today. Again, thanks for coming. If you want to connect with me, you can follow me on Twitter at Albert Athazi. That's AlbertHathazi. Or go to my social media marketing Facebook page called Social Marketing Performance on Facebook. I look forward to continuing my 30 Days of Audio Boo next time. So take care.